Hi, and welcome to this demo of the iPhone 3GS using VoiceOver from 2009, when I did this demo on orientating blind people in particular to the use of the iPhone, because in 2009, on June 19, that's when the iPhone 3GS became available with VoiceOver. So this actual recording was done on September 13. It wasn't available as a podcast back then. It was downloadable through the AT Tech page at Vision Australia. So I hope you enjoy listening to the demo. Just keep in mind, back then we still had a 3.5mm headphone jack. The power button was in a different spot. And of course, depending on what iPhone you currently have, you may or may not have an actual home button. But anyway, sit back and enjoy the demo of the iPhone 3GS from 2009. And I will catch you next time on my next demo.
Vision Australia. Blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to the iPhone 3GS, getting started with the VoiceOver screen reader. First of all, we'll orientate you to the layout of the actual iPhone 3GS itself. I've got the iPhone in my hand. The front face of the iPhone is flat, and the back of the iPhone is curved. If you have the iPhone correctly orientated, you will feel on the front face of the phone towards the bottom a round concave button. That's the bottom of the phone. If we go back to the top of the phone, on the top edge, left hand side, earphone port, middle, SIM tray, which is a bit hard to feel, so you may not be able to feel that little tray. Right hand side, the power sleep button. Bottom of the iPhone, left hand side, speaker, middle, connector port to plug in a cable to transfer data and also to power the iPhone 3GS. Right hand side, microphone. Left hand edge at the top, silent switch, which you actually push down to make the phone silent, and switch back up towards the front face of the phone to allow sounds, etc. Below that switch, volume up, and below down, that one is volume down. If we come to the front of the phone, at the top, just below the top edge, you'll find a speaker grill. And if you bring your finger straight down towards the bottom, we come back to that round concave button, which is called the home button. That's the main controls for the iPhone. Now the screen, from just below the grill at the top to just above the home button at the bottom, that is the multi-gesture touchscreen, and the screen extends all the way from the left-hand edge to the right-hand edge. The way to turn the iPhone 3GS on is to hold the power sleep button for 2 seconds, and you will not receive any initial indication of what the iPhone is actually doing. However, it does take around about 15 seconds for the iPhone 3GS to start up. I have VoiceOver already enabled on my iPhone, so shortly it will start talking to us. Okay, I'm now on the locked screen of the iPhone. It just read out the time. If I flick my finger to the right,
Sunday 13th September.
It reads out the date, and flick my finger to the right again.
Unlock button.
Is the double unlock tap button. To unlock. And as the iPhone just said, double tap to unlock.
Unlock. Messages. Double tap to open.
I am now on the main iPhone screen with VoiceOver running, and it read the first icon on the home screen, which was messaging.
If you can imagine the iPhone screen layout as having at the top row the status line, then several rows of icons or programs, and then the bottom row is where you have phone, mail, Safari, which is web browsing, and the iPod, which is music. The way VoiceOver works on the iPhone is that if I touch anywhere on the screen, it will read what's under my finger, or if I drag my finger around the screen, it'll also read what's under my finger. With VoiceOver running, items will not activate unless you double tap with one finger to activate the item that you've just heard. For people that are beginning off the use with the iPhone, and even for experienced users, you can also flick left and flick right with one finger to move item by item. So for example, if I take my finger up to the grill at the top face of the phone and move it down slightly.
9 PM, status bar item.
Okay, it says status bar item and the time. Now if I flick my finger to the left.
100% Wi-Fi signal, status bar item.
That's my network strength for wireless network. If I flick my finger to the right.
9 PM, status bar item.
Back on time, and if I flip my finger to the right again.
84% battery power, status bar item.
84% battery power, status bar item. Now, once you're on the status line, you actually can't flick left and flick right to get to the rest of the icons on the screen. So what I normally suggest people do is touch a little bit further down the screen so you land on an icon. So I'm just going to take my finger and probably touch the screen about a third of the way down on the screen.
Maps. Double tap to open.
And I've landed on Maps, and as VoiceOver just said, double tap to open. It'll actually say that every time I move to an icon, so I won't keep repeating that. So I'll flick my finger to the left.
Stocks. Double tap to open.
Flick my finger to the left again.
YouTube. Double tap to open.
And flick my finger to the left again.
Camera. Double tap to open.
And again.
Photos. Double tap to open.
Again.
Calendar. Double tap to open. Messages. Double tap to open.
Messages. Now when I flip my finger to the left now, I shouldn't be able to go any further. And that's the VoiceOver beeping to say I can't go any further. So if I was to keep flicking my finger to the right and keep going, I would eventually get right down to the bottom of the phone to the last icon on the screen, which is actually the iPod application. I would like to go to weather to demonstrate that application to you. So I'm actually going to flick my finger to the right and not wait for the double tap prompt until we get to weather, and then I'll stop.
Calendar, photos, camera, YouTube, stocks, maps, weather. Double tap to open.
So I've landed on weather, and now I'm actually going to double tap the screen anywhere. You don't have to be exactly on the spot where you've just landed, and that will open up the weather application. So I'm double tapping with one finger.
Weather, Gosford, high 25 degrees Celsius, low 16 degrees Celsius.
And the reason why it read out Gosford initially twice was because it's actually loading the new information as it's entering the program. Now, if I want to actually hear the whole screen, I can do a two-finger swipe up, which will read out the screen, or if I flick my finger to the right, it'll move down line by line through the actual information on the screen. So first of all, let me flick my finger to the right.
Currently, partly cloudy. Currently, 24 degrees Celsius. Sunday, clear and sunny. High 25 degrees Celsius, low 16 degrees Celsius. Monday, partly cloudy. High 21 degrees Celsius, low 16 degrees Celsius.
And that was flicking my finger approximately four times, and I was going down line by line. Now if I wanted to read the whole screen, rather than going flick, 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 two-finger flick up, and it'll read out the whole screen to us.
Gosford, high 25 degrees Celsius, low 16 degrees Celsius. Currently, partly cloudy. Currently, 24 degrees Celsius. Sunday, clear and sunny. High 25 degrees Celsius, low 16...
And to stop it reading, I just did a two-finger touch on the screen, and then actually stopped it reading the screen to us. To get out of an application, you actually press the home button at the bottom of the screen, and that will return us to the home page screen and should land us on the weather application, since that's where we started from. So I'm pressing the home button now.
Home. Weather. Double tap to open.
And we're back on the weather application. If you wanted to actually get to the phone, mail, Safari and the iPod apps down the bottom, as I said earlier on, yes, you can press your finger to the right and keep flicking to the right until you reach those icons. However, if I take my finger down to the home button and go up and slightly diagonally to the left.
Mail, three new items.
Okay, I've just hit the mail icon. Now, I know from experience that my phone app or the phone icon is to the left, so I'm going to flip my finger to the left.
Phone.
That's the phone application. To the right.
Mail. Three new items.
Back to mail. Safari. To the right again. Safari. To the right again. To the iPod. And if I flip my finger across to the right again, VoiceOver actually beeps at us because there's nowhere else to go. Now, there's one final thing I'd like to show you, or it's actually second last thing I'd like to show you before I actually finish this presentation. If I flip my finger back a number of times,
Safari, mail, phone, page 1 of 9.
VoiceOver actually said page 1 of 9. I've actually got 9 pages worth of applications currently on my iPhone. If you want to tell what page you're currently on, you do a 3-finger touch on the screen.
Page 1 of 9.
And VoiceOver just said to me page 1 of 9. Now, to move forward screen by screen, if I want to move the screen to the right, I do a 3-finger swipe to the left.
Page 2 of 9, contacts. Double tap to open.
Page 2 of 9, and I'm on the item contacts. If I do a 3-finger swipe again to the left.
Page 3 of 9, basketball.
Double page tap 3 to open. Of 9, basketball, and the prompt double tap to open. That's a little fun application that my children like to play. If I was to do a 3-finger swipe to the right, we'd go back to page 2.
Page 3 of 9. Page 2 of 9. Contacts. Double tap to open.
And if I did that again, we'd go back to page 1. However, if I'm on page 8, for example, I'm not really going to swipe a lot of times to get back to the home screen. What I can do is just press the home button.
Weather. Double tap to open.
And that'll take me back to the home screen. And it just read out the last program item that we actually activated, which was weather. So just going over the main gestures for the iPhone for navigation in general. You can drag your finger around the screen and VoiceOver read out items as you're moving over them. You can flick left and flick right to move backwards and forwards by an item. To activate an application, you double tap. To come back out of an application, you press the home button. If you want to read the entire screen, whether the home screen or an application screen, it's a 2-finger swipe up. If you want to find out what page you're currently sitting on, it's a 3-finger tap on the screen. To move between pages of applications within the iPhone, a 3-finger gesture to the left will move you to the right, page by page, and a 3-finger swipe to the right will move you left or backwards, page by page. However, if you're on page 8, for example, pressing the home button will take you back to the home screen. Now, to turn off the iPhone, it's exactly the same procedure as turning it on. However, what I might do first is I'll show you how to lock the iPhone. So I'm actually just going to press the power stroke sleep button quickly.
Screen locked.
And it just said screen locked. And the phone is now locked, so if I touch the screen, nothing's actually going to activate. To unlock it, I can either press the power sleep button again or the home button. I'm actually going to press the home button to wake it up.
9:08.
And we've got the time again. And if I flip my finger to the right.
Sunday 13th September.
The date again.
Unlock button.
And the unlock button.
Double tap to unlock.
Double tap to unlock.
Unlock. Weather. Double tap to open.
Okay, and the reason it's why it's saying weather this time is because, again, that's what the last app was that I actually used. Okie dokie. Now, to turn the iPhone off, I hold down the power sleep button.
Power off.
For about 3 seconds, and it said power off button. I'm going to double tap the screen.
Power off button.
I'm on the power off button. Double tap. And it just turned the iPhone off. The reason why it started playing a bit of music then was because I actually did a two-finger double tap on the iPhone screen, which actually starts to play the iPod or the music program. So that's a quick overview of how to actually use the iPhone 3GS with VoiceOver. I've hoped you enjoyed listening to it. If you've got any questions, please feel free to contact the IT Help Desk at Vision Australia. Thank you.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.